just discuss the report with Bangladesh and understand it thoroughly and see what is it that we are supposed to do in our various communities so that we make sure that some of the recommendations in this report are implemented. So, timing, Chair, I think the challenge is not that if we're expected to discuss this report. I just think that is just. Thank you, Chair. I think my comment.
said this is the first time that we're not rubber stamping, that we've been invited to the workshop in order that we must have a report from e-parliament. So my only proposal that I won't say anything, because after these four hands, I'm sure we'll be not every time, I was going to propose correctly, so this is not enough time. If we can have task team that must also do what we have done about MDGs, that will have a good program of it, that even the other committees in parliament did have a chance of discussing the MDGs. And as we're sitting here, Tina, we're not far to the goals of MDGs, as this is explaining. If not today, in the second meeting, I'm proposing that we must have ITASTIM that must go and put this report like we've done in the MDGs, in order that the next meeting, inviting the ministers who are part of this, and maybe give the proposal of honorable chair. And thank you.
Thank you. way forward we have built on the task team, appointing a task team, because you know this actually involves a lot of work. This is a raw, you know, a raw data which is advanced at the same time, because we also don't have you know the minister's report, which is going to be, you know, putting everything into next year comprehensive report. But as members have already indicated, and some of the members to say that it is difficult to engage with something that we have part of. Maybe that will also be one of the recommendations that we will come out with, to say in future Parliament should be invited and we should have time to discuss even the document that is going to be implemented, which has never happened before. So I think these are issues that we should take into account when we really speak. And I mean, these are just but a few of them. There is a lot to be done about this, because as they say, some of the issues here, I mean, are not new, but it's just that they are not coordinated. And with the help of departments, we will be able to do that, so that we can be able to come up with a constructive recommendation that will be informed by the information that will be gathered from, you know, during the work that is going to be done by the
thank you, Chair. You have already my point regarding the special team in this committee. You know, every time when you meet here, it's like a meeting which is caught up and the end meeting that you must meet. It's not like you're a two-faced, a committee like other committees. And I don't think there will come a time where you just speak to any document that you deal with. Even if you have a task, either workshop, a workshop is worse, but just a one-off thing, but you have to meet as other committees are meeting. Even the issues of what women are talking about, when are we going to have the quality time to engage and give money to a task team or the federal
Thank you, Mama. Let me take this opportunity to thank honorable members in their legislature. You know what? I do appreciate that the number is increasing. It was worse in the last meeting, but we want as East Steering Committee not to go and present again what we are crying. We are not just folding our arms. You know that we've been from zero in our staff. Today we do have researchers and with some staff, but the problem is haunting us. We have so much that we can do with this multi-party women's caucus, but at the time, it's our enemy. If I can tell you, honorable members, with the provinces, there were no parliamentarians per se, because, for instance, in our delegation as South Africa, we have two MECs that also they've been invited by the minister. But I've seen that IP was there, chairperson of the original multi-partners caucus or Sadak, they were there. We do have those people in this parliament. But one other thing that is we must speak to the minister when maybe she's going to be part of our workshop, because by chairperson Ramudile, there were so many ministers, even our speaker number one, the ministers of different portfolio committee, they were part of that. That's why we are saying that in your committees, you need to take stock. So I'm saying the people that they are always running NGOs, they are in numbers. They are in numbers when they are attending this. So how come that a parliament that cannot be presented? That's what I'm saying. But with other structures, Umama that was talking about the WDF and the women's, the progressive women's movement, with Umaspal, that's why the multi-partners caucus got a program that was adopted in this parliament that we must assist the legislature, that the multi-partners caucus must exist, and those provinces, not only to themselves, we are assisting that we must see them launching a district municipality, multi-party women's caucus, a district municipality, and then try to tell them that the local municipalities, that's in our program as a multi-party women's caucus that we are doing. Given the time, given funds, we must. They must see us as national women's caucus enforcing and trying to enforce. So with those words, I'm seeing that they are still hands with deputy speaker, but we'll take all your recommendations. But before that, can we have about 4 or 5 women that will be giving them this task team as soon as possible? Honorable Deputy Speaker.
I wanted to propose that maybe the administration
commit it as from tomorrow, in order when we're coming back, we must say something even on that bill, because we've seen from provinces like Limpopo, KZN, Eastern Cape, it's a hot potato, because that's where traditional leaders arise, and the women there, they've indicated we are taking the good point, Shelley.
Can I just make an addition? It should not be the teaching home. Some of us are very technologically advanced, but in our
image. The house is adjourning this house. Let's have four women or volunteers. Honorable Mashishi is volunteering to be part of task team, the research and demand. We've said they are going to take all the documents. This one is a summary where full document and other documents that the minister was supposed to come and present. Your research will assist the task team that we must formulate a document that will take it for a workshop. Thank you.